Hey, welcome to the Team Babe podcast. I'm Jason, and I'm Babe.
And I'm Robin, and I'm Babe.
Yeah, man. And I had a question for you, like, right off the bat.
Wowie. Today, babe. Wowie zowie.
Yeah. What have you been reading, watching, playing, learning, loving, and laughing about in this last fantastic week of our lives?
Wow. That's a heavy question.
Yeah, but I will be requiring an answer to each of those.
Oof. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, not to put you on the spot or anything. You can think about it. And then, like, throughout the podcast as you go, like, oh, I was laughing about this. Then you could just chime in, you know?
So true. Yeah. Well, I have been reading.
Oh.
You know, something.
Oh.
It's not reading. A book.
Reading. That's a skill.
I've been reading the newspaper.
Have you been critically thinking, man?
I feel like I've been critically thinking a lot, and I'm really tired of it.
Take a powder? Yeah.
What's that mean?
It's like a break, I think.
Take a powder.
Like, go to the powder room.
Oh.
Like where you powder your face. I don't think it had anything to do with drugs necessarily.
It was like powder your wig?
I guess. Or like your skin? Like yeah. When you wore skin powder?
Well, I still do that sometimes. Not today.
Oh, weird. Yeah. So there was that movie. Did you ever watch the movie Powder?
No. What a weird thing to recollect.
Now, was that Johnny Depp? Was Johnny Depp powder?
No, I don't think so.
No.
I don't know.
That seems weird, man. That's a weird part of my life.
Did you watch it?
No.
What? How can it be a weird part of your life if you didn't even watch it? Just thinking about it.
Okay. Spent a lot of time thinking about the movie Powder.
Okay. I gotcha. Yeah. That can be traumatic, I guess.
So, it's such white skin, you know? It's like...
Is this like the story of an albino or something?
Dog.
I don't even know.
Get some D's, man.
Oh my gosh.
Get some D's, dog. It's D-Day, dog.
Oh, man. So, did you want to hear more about what I've been reading? Because, I mean, inquiring minds want to know. You, like, ask me those big, long lists of questions. So, I want to make sure that I answer all of them sufficiently.
I do. I want to know what you're reading. I'll let you speak. I will allow it.
Oh, thanks.
Because it's 2021, and I'm, like, pro everyone that's been oppressed.
Including me. Have I been oppressed?
Yes.
By you?
No, but you've been impressed by me. Ooh. Hey-yo! When I showed off my rippling muscles.
You know it, man. Yeah,
and my hairy legs. You gotta roll your R's when you're not using the letter R.
We could compare hairy legs later and see which one is the hairiest.
Yeah, that sounds like they should replace the Miss Universe pageant with the whose legs are hairier pageant.
I might win.
That'd be cool. If you let them go, they could get real fuzzy.
They could get really fuzzy, like a gorilla. In my case, I would have like gorilla legs.
No.
Yes. Be like 100% Planet of the Apes.
Do you think like it'll ever be? Like that women will ever be like just kind of allowed to like have mustaches and like leg hair and like big pit hair.
They are allowed. Stuff.
They're allowed, but I mean like not like they'll be accepted. That'll just be like the normal thing.
People will just be like, I didn't even notice that because it's just not a thing anymore. Like to care about
like,
it.
Oh yeah. That's
I do.
That's Babe Fader.
I do. I think it will be something in the future. Sure.
Yeah.
But it's probably a little far off still.
Yeah.
I'd say it's like a good 30 to 40 years from now.
Yeah, it's really being honest. Kind of a weird thing, huh?
Because it's like just recently beauty norms have started to change. And significantly change, where like beauty always changes, but it's usually, you know, wrapped up in pain and time, where now it's sort of like expanding into, you know, laziness and ignoring things.
Yeah.
Just being au naturel. <You know?
laughs> Well, it's weird. It's like a strange bias, you know. It's like, so if I see some like a lady or a person who has like maybe who societally, you know, might be looked down on for not having hair, or for having hair, like exposed, like
hairs, like leg hair,
pit hair, or whatever. I'm like, oh yeah, that's cool, man. That lady grew it out. But then, like, so examining my own self, like, I don't know, like my own like fucking weirdness or whatever. I'm like, if you had that, I don't know if I would be like, oh yeah. You know? So it's like, how fucking, how into it are you? If when the rubber meets the road, you're not ready to go with just like huge full bush and like leg hair and pit hair, you know?
Well, so here's the thing.
Though. Anyway, did you want to tell me about what you were reading?
Yeah, I will, but I'm gonna submit my rebuttal.
Okay.
I mean, I would just say that, like, if I was like real adamant, like, hey, I don't want to shave anymore. I'm done with that part of my life now, and I just had hairy legs and I didn't care. I don't really think that'd be like a deal breaker for you or anything. And I mean, honestly, you'd just get used to it. I mean, it'd just be like a thing you'd just adapt to, like anything else.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
so you know, in that way, I don't think you're like super biased. It's just like, you know, you're used to whatever you're used to.
Yeah.
So.
Totally.
I don't know. I think there's definitely other men in the world that would be very disgusted by it to like a level where they could never accept it. And it would be like very off-putting or whatever to see like a woman not looking, you know, in quotes, like a woman or whatever.
Yeah. So I can really pat myself on the back on this one, huh?
I think so. I think you're a pretty accepting person.
Cool.
Yeah, you can pat yourself on the back.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
As long as I'm getting some action.
Yeah, getting some action from the back section. You know, I was telling some friends of mine the other day that I don't have a sugar daddy, but I have a sugar daddy, if you know what I mean.
No, what does that mean when you wink twice with your right eye?
That means in the bedroom.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Am I blowing your mind with this?
Oh.
Like, I still got to work. I still got to, like, make some dollars. Yeah. Okay. But that's all right, because
it's all worth it.
It's all worth it. Because you
get that good, good loving.
That's right.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. All right.
Now, it might be different if, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of wink-wink happening in the bedroom, then, you know, that might be a deal breaker.
Yeah.
But it's fine. It's all fine.
Oh, good.
It's all good.
Fine is what you want to hear when it comes to.
Well, I'm going to be
good loving.
I'm going to be your sugar daddy someday. That's my goal. I'm going to like pay all your bills and you're just going to quit your job and you're just going to like lounge around and I'm going to feed you grapes and you're going to lay in the sun. Just like soak it up.
I think, man, as we covered last week, like that's the only way that life could get better. So it's like you're granting me all of my wishes. All that's of my wildest dreams have come true.
That's my goal. Yep.
Yeah, they have.
That's right. Anyway, back to the newspaper. So someone so graciously got me a subscription to the New York Times Sunday edition.
Oh,
thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, babe.
Who was that?
It was you, because you're so cool. And I do like it. It's like a very relaxing way to get the news and other things. Just tidbits you maybe wouldn't pay attention to on the social medias and whatnot, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what I've been reading. I cannot bring myself to read a book right now for some reason. I don't know why. Which is a little weird because I do like to read books, but can't go there for some reason. So, but you're reading a book. Tell me what you've been reading this week.
Oh, dude. I mean, I read, like, reading is my job, it feels like sometimes. I'm just like reading all fucking day.
All day?
All day. All I could do day. This all day. And many days I do this all day. But, you know, then I, like, write stuff and things happen or whatever. But, yeah, I've been reading, not, like, every day, but I've been reading a book that you purchased for me for my birthday. Am I 42?
I think so.
42, right?
Yeah.
We had a little issue with that earlier when I was speaking with a friend.
Ah.
where I said I was 41.
Liar.
I know. I was shaving.
You were shaving your legs?
Not these bad boys. But I was shaving a year.
Mm.
After 40, what's the fucking point?
I mean, nobody would even know you're 40 anyway. You can tell them you're 35 and nobody knows the difference.
Oh, literally every time I show my ID, they're like, oh my God, can't believe you're 40. You're over 40.
Is that what they say?
No. Anyway, where were we? Oh yeah, reading. So you got me a book that you read when you were like 15 or something like that.
Yeah.
Called In Watermelon Sugar by Richard Brautigan.
Yes.
Is that how you say it?
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been reading some of that. It's been a little bit of slow going, I would say.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. It like the barrier to entry with like reading a book and getting through it to the point where you're like, oh, like you're picking up momentum in it, for me anyway right now, is like really tough.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's like you read a page and then you fall asleep or something like that. Like you know.
Yeah.
Like
you're in and out of it all the time.
You're just in and out. But it's like, I don't know, somewhere around 80 to 100 pages is usually where the book, if it's good, if it's something I like, or whatever, is like grabbing me, and I'm like, oh, okay, I'm just gonna keep reading.
Well,
this.
You may not like this book, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I actually, because I read it so long ago, but it has stuck with me. Like, there's a little weird little memories that I like, little portraits I have made in my mind from scenes of that book that I still remember.
Yeah,
I never talked to anybody else after I read it that really I could compare notes with. So I figured, hey, I should have you read it, and then maybe we'll compare notes and see how weird it is. And also, it's very psychedelic, and it's written by hippies for hippies. And I don't know if, you know, like, I never did drugs in high school, so I enjoyed it without drugs. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's meant to be enjoyed in a different way. But
yeah, it's bizarre. It's weird. Like it's called In Watermelon Sugar, and like stuff in their universe is made out of some substance called watermelon sugar. I don't even know what the fuck that is. You know, it's just like if you're telling a story and you're concerned about making it believable, it's like you just say stuff, or the character just says stuff. They're like, oh yeah, and this ball is made out of watermelon sugar. And it's like, okay, like you kind of, if they do it right, you just kind of accept it. And it's still like every time I see something like that, I'm like, what the fuck is watermelon sugar? Like, and
yeah,
you're like, oh, well, it's just like the sugar of a watermelon. But I'm like, is that that literal? Like, what the fuck? What's going on here, Richard Brautigan? Like, maybe do slightly less acid for just like 5 seconds. And explain what's going on. And then, like, these characters whose names I can't remember right off the top of my head. That's not weird, though. Like, they congregate and eat at a place called iDeath. It's like, is this where Steve Jobs was like, oh, I got a great idea. It's called the iPod.
Who fucking knows, right?
What was the first I thing? iMac.
Yeah.
Right? I. What's I?
Well, it's like I.
Me?
Uh-huh.
It's like an ownership thing. It's like I
am.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is part of my identity.
Yeah. ID.
Man.
Yeah.
You're going to really have to keep me on track.
For the rest of this episode? Okay.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Because like, I'll just go off on tangent after tangent.
That's my job. I think the payoff for that book is at the end.
Oh.
I could be wrong. But that's where I think some of my memories come from. It very much, what actually kind of made me start thinking about it again was watching the painting with John. There's something about that and the way that he paints, and the way he tells these stories, and where he lives in this kind of tropical place that really made me think about that book again. And a world built out of watermelon sugar seems... one part artificial, one part organic. It's just kind of like a paradise on earth sort of a thing. But who knows, dude? Like, reading something when you're 15 and reading something when you're 40, you might as well have two different people read it, right? Mm. I mean, come on.
Yeah, you really are a different person to a large degree.
Yes, and
I mean,
no.
Hopefully.
I am,
unless
but not,
you were nailing it when you were 15.
Not completely. I'm not completely a different person.
No, but I mean, like, as far as, like, understanding and, I don't know, just, like, experience and stuff like that. It's like, I mean, I, even when we, I have this gift of extremely selective, very poor, like, mid and short-term memory for shows.
Yeah.
Like, for specific things where it's like, we'll watch something and, like, I just, you know, especially in this COVID time, like, we've rewatched a few things that we've watched not that long ago. And I'm like, I don't remember a lot of this stuff. Like, what happened? So it's like, I can really enjoy a rewatch of something,
mm-hmm.
which is handy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like my brain is an etch-a-sketch for certain things. Right. Other things, like the name of somebody or like my phone number when I was a kid, it's like, boom.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't hold all the information at once, so I have to let go of some things.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I remember your home phone number.
That's good because it's still active.
Yeah. And I remember our like my parents' home phone number.
See, that's the kind of stuff I've started to let go of.
We don't have that anymore, but it's 244-2387.
Oh.
And if you want to call, should I say this on? Oh, yes, because, like, who cares?
Well, don't say our number.
Oh, yeah, I won't say ours. I would never
say ours.
Don't
say my parents' number.
Because I definitely don't get calls every day from weird spammy numbers. And this would be no different. Anyway.
So
what you've been reading?
I hate to move on to another topic, but did you know that it's springtime? And now that we have a new season, we have gone back into daylight savings time or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And I wanted you to give us an update on how your sad lamp affected your sad over the winter months.
Are you all familiar with the concept of sad? Seasonal affect disorder? Affective? Affect disorder? You know what I'm talking about. If you've got it, if you want it, then you've got it.
Nobody wants it.
And you can just bust a move. Yeah, so the sad lamp. Sad, seasonal affect disorder.
Yeah.
I mean, we all know this. We would never go off on a weird tangent trying to figure that out, like what that means.
You're depressed in the winter months.
Yes.
You're depressed in other months too, but in winter time, it's especially acute.
Yeah, so and not cute, but acute.
You bought yourself a little sun.
Yeah.
And it sits on your desk and it has a god-awful bright light that shines out of it into your eyeballs.
Yeah, I've used it almost daily, like every work day, like for most of the winter. And I think I can say, I mean, it's really hard to say, but I think I can say it's sort of bullshit because I still felt like shit all winter. And like just in the last 2 days, I've sort of like had this slight amount of snapping out of it.
Since springtime happened?
Yeah. Since it became spring and we set the clocks. I didn't even think about this until you mentioned the, you know, whatever, the daylight savings thing. Like, what the fuck, dude? I'm still mad at you, my distant relatives, my, you know, my ancient ancestors for, like, moving out of the tropics. I'm sure you were just, like, chasing the food, but it's like, have you been underwater in the tropics? Have you checked out the fruit trees everywhere, guys? You know? Because, like, you can eat everything. You can eat it all. So why did you have to chase animals way the hell up there? And, like, over a land bridge? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Greed.
Yeah. Oh, greed.
Yeah.
I think they're probably just hungry, right? That could be the only thing motivating. people or the like instinct to be like, I want to go on top of that.
I want to be the first one. You know,
cross the land bridge.
Whatever. I want to be the first one.
I want to be the first one. I am the first one.
I just don't even care. I mean, I don't know. I don't have very much competitive feelings. Yeah. So I am always perplexed by people's obsession with being the first one, the best one, whatever. I don't have that desire. It
seems like a pretty human trait though, right?
It is. I don't know. I don't know why I don't have it. I think it comes from my early childhood lack of curiosity kind of a thing. It's an old holdover perhaps. So sad lamp's out, but the sun is in.
I'm still going to use it because like, what if it's just a marginal improvement? I actually feel like probably it's marginally improved from last year, but like, it's really hard.
That'd be like, pretty hard to compare.
It's really hard to compare and it's not like quantitative, right? Like it's,
no,
you can't quantify like this thing, but like, oh my God. And it's the same thing with my stomach and my guts. It's like, if you're just used to feeling like shit, then it's like, you don't necessarily notice like feeling slightly less like shit, you know, until you make some radical change and then it improves things. And then,
that's maybe, like me in shoes.
Yeah. But maybe you still don't get it until like here's the thing, you still don't get it until you're like on the food map diet or whatever, and then you eat one of the things where it's like, oh, that you shouldn't have eaten that, it's not on your diet, and you feel it and you're like, oh, but then you realize, oh my God, I felt like that all the time.
Right, we're still, I mean, we've been working on this for like 5 years and I feel like we're still trying to get you to the point where when something, you eat something and it doesn't agree with you, you're like, oh my gosh, it didn't agree with me. I recognize that in my brain.
Yeah.
It's been a long haul, you know, like a long process.
It's a long and winding road.
So
to
true.
To quote Sir Paul McCartney.
So do you think that if we just stayed on daylight savings time all the time that you would have less sad?
It's hard for me to get too excited about the prospect of like a fix like that because I've had periods where I've done so good on everything for so long that it should have become a habit that I would have forever, and like the good behavior would be reinforced until the end of time, right? Because like, hey, you did all the work to establish that habit for like 183 days or something stupid like that. And then all of a sudden, one day, I'm just like, fuck it.
No, that's not how it goes. So this is your selective memory. You remember your own stuff like you remember TV. Because this is not true. What happens to you is this. You go along for like months and things are going pretty good. And you're like, hey, I'm feeling good. I'm doing all my stuff. And then a crisis happens. A disruption happens. A natural disaster happens. Something happens that interrupts your flow. And when you get interrupted, your like trajectory for getting back to where you started is months ahead. And that's not like necessarily, I'm not trying to like, you know, criticize. It's just part of your personality.
But it's like, okay, if it happens every time, is it unexpected?
Not to me.
Right. But like, so that's part of the whole problem with bad things that happen, right? It's like, oh, I didn't expect like to break my toe or something. I didn't break my toe. It's just an example, you know? But like, oh, that made it so I stopped like working out or something.
Well, they would stop you from working out.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. If I couldn't like walk on my foot.
Haven't you come to know that you're sort of a fragile sort of a creature? I mean, can't you just accept that about yourself? Like,
no.
The way I've accepted my gargantuan body.
Fuck off, dude. I love that gargantuan. I love that gargantuan body.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. What the fuck is this show about anyway?
It's about reading, watching, playing, learning, loving, and living in the real world while you have true love. That's what the show is about.
Well, I think like we're doing all of that.
I think so too. And it's also about music.
Oh.
And it's also about bolo.
Yeah.
Do you want to get into bolo?
Do you want to talk about who we're going to be on the lookout for?
Sure.
Let's do it, man.
All right. So, you know, we have this new segment.
Bolo.
The Team Big Bolo.
Team Big Bolo.
And it's the be on the lookout for whatever. It could be a person. It could be a trend. It could be a thing. It could be a concept. I mean, it like there are no barriers to bolo. Okay.
Yeah.
So we thought it would be fun, since last week's bolo was a little bit of a bummer, we thought that this week's bolo could be sort of a uplifting, sort of a seasonal, appropriate sort of an item. And it... Are you rolling your eyes?
No.
Okay. So anyway, we want you to be on the lookout for the spring Halloween. So for those of you who didn't listen to, how many seasons are we on now? Season 1 through 4, you may not be familiar with spring Halloween.
Yeah.
But it is Jason's alternative to Easter.
Yeah, it's my rebranding of the spring celebration, you know, from like pagan times or whatever.
Right.
You know, which we've like, which we co-opted, you know, and made it about Jesus's birthday or something, or his resurrection,
no.
Right?
He dies on Easter or something.
No, like he's a resurrection.
Oh, thing. I'm sorry. He was dead.
Yeah, he comes back from comes back from the dead, right? Like, and there's a rock or something.
Oh yeah,
there's
like
a
rock on a cave or something like that. Yeah, this sounds familiar. All right.
Anyway, yeah. So my rebranding of Easter, because basically Easter is like the 6 months away, the opposite side of the calendar. If you wanted to look at it as a continuous circle, you got Halloween and you got Easter. Well, I call Easter spring Halloween because that's what it is, because it's all about candy. I mean, if you're not like religious and you're not really like, you know, like all enamored with Jizo or whatever and thinking and talking about it all the time, then, you know, it's largely about like
candy.
Yeah, like M&Ms.
And it's
like
largely
Cadbury
about
Cadbury eggs or
the
whatever.
Easter Bunny bringing you candy.
Peeps.
Yeah.
Right?
Ugh.
Are those gross? Did you eat those?
Oh, I can't eat marshmallows. Yeah.
Anyway, it's spring Halloween very soon. At the end of this coming week, we'll all be visited by the spring Halloween bunny.
Oh, no. Now, in addition to you changing Easter to spring Halloween, you've also changed the Easter bunny, you know, which we were using as our masked, you know, like sneaky animal that would bring candy in the middle of the night. You've changed it. It's no longer a bunny.
What is it? Is it a pig?
It's an alpaca.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you mean those highly gregarious pack animals?
Could there be any other kind? So I'm picturing an alpaca loaded down, you know, with like saddlebags full of chocolate. Does that sound good? And the alpaca is also wearing a crown of flowers as it goes through the streets in the middle of the night, throwing out a candy and Easter eggs into the grass for all the little children to find.
Well, you know, I think it would have to be like a pair or maybe a thruple of alpacas.
Oh, because they're a highly gregarious
pack
animal.
They are a highly gregarious pack animal. And like, if you didn't like do the work to make sure that they at least had like one buddy,
what would they do?
I don't know. I wonder. So do they need a lady? Or could it be two alpaca dudes just growing out?
Well, if they're anything like horses, it could be not even an alpaca. It could just be a goat, a sheep, a dog, something that keeps them company. That's all.
Here's one thing about alpacas that I'll tell you.
No, tell it. Well, tell it to the the choir. Go ahead.
Do you guys all like alpacas? You ever seen these weird things? They're like the good version of a llama. Basically, and they're from South America, and llamas are not necessarily, they're camelids. We know what that is. That's things that are like camels.
Oh, so sciencey.
Yeah. Anyway, like, yeah, so alpacas. But I learned, I was like, oh, if I had pet alpacas, because, like, you know, like, I think they could, like, totally coexist and, like, get along in the backyard. It's not that big, but it's like, how much room do you need when, like, your dad is taking you out on alpaca runs every day, dressed all in white from head to toe?
Man, I'll tell you this. Since I never got my horses when I lived on my horse property,
yeah,
you'll have to hold off on the alpacas, okay?
We have to get horses first?
Yeah. Yeah.
Multiple horses?
You owe me 2 horses.
I don't. Yeah, so it's the spring Halloween alpaca. And, oh, but the thing that I was a little disappointed about was that, you know, like, people use llamas for, like, backpacking to, like, carry their shit. But, like, alpacas aren't as good at, like, carrying shit.
Well, they're smaller.
They're smaller. But, I mean, that, to me, that doesn't, I don't know if this holds water, this smaller theory. Because it's like, you can backpack with goats. Those motherfuckers will carry your shit. You know, correct. Especially if you know, they imprint on you or whatever. They just want to follow you around. And, like, probably, but if it was you, they'd want to headbutt you with their, you know, things.
Me and goats don't get along, okay?
Yeah. But I mean, my point is that alpaca is much taller, at the very least, and seems like it might have more body mass in general than a goat.
Yes,
but why can't it? So why can't you carry my shit?
Well, it's like a dog and a donkey. Like, you can have a dog, or let's say a dog and a goat, because they're almost the same size. You can have a dog that weighs like a lab, right? That weighs the same as a goat. But the dog is never going to be able to carry as much weight as a goat, because they're just not built the same way, and they're not as sturdy.
Yeah.
And they're not meant for climbing. A goat is like a climbing animal. So it has this endurance just like built into its genetics, where like an alpaca isn't meant for endurance. It's a grazing animal. Like, it would stay down in the low places, I would imagine,
yeah,
where a goat and a sheep are going to like climb up the mountains. Oof. I don't know. I think it's just a genetic thing. Like, you always have to be very careful about the weight you put on a dog's back, but yeah, you don't have to worry about that for a horse, you know, a donkey, sheep, whatever.
I guess you probably do at some point.
Of course, you're not going to ride a sheep or something. Like, a person isn't going to, like, sit on a sheep's back. But you know, like,
they're just not as sensitive to...
Well, they're just stronger. They're just built and they're just very strong.
Why is a goat so fucking strong, man?
Have you seen these goats that stand on the edge of a dam or yeah, whatever it is?
Yeah.
I mean, that's why. Because they're dumb as shit. So in order to survive and continue on as a species... You know, when you have a little tiny pea brain, you have to have a real strong body in order to keep going.
Is this still the bolo segment? I just wanted to
do it. Well,
are we still doing it?
I think we've announced the bolo, and it is
okay.
Be on the lookout for spring Halloween, and if you see an alpaca, bonus points.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you see an alpaca, like, you know, they're highly gregarious pack animals, right? So they like to be with, like, you know, 2 to 3, preferably 3, or more members of their own kind. They like fucking hang out and shit, and they're like, hey alpaca, yeah, man. They're like, hey, I'm an alpaca, and the other one's like, yeah, hey, I'm an alpaca, that's cool. And then then what happens?
Well,
what was I gonna say?
Do you ever, like, did people make something out of their hair that you wanted to, like, plug?
Oh, they're highly valued for their fiber.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, and you know, they're not that expensive either.
The animal or the fiber?
Animal. The okay. animal. The fiber is extremely high quality. It's like, if you've had any of that merino stuff by, like, a company like Icebreakers, or, like, you know, if you've had, like, wool socks from, you know, a company like Smart Wool or Darn Tough or whatever, like, you're fucking up, man. Like, well, you're not fucking up yet, because you haven't, like, you didn't know until now. But I'm putting you all on notice that it's time to get you some alpaca fiber garments, including socks, possibly a sweatshirt. I don't have one yet, but I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking real hard about it.
Oh boy. So,
yeah.
So these tiny animals make some very expensive fibers. Is that what you're telling me?
They do.
Okay. And are you going to collect all of them?
Oh, and then I was going to say, if you come upon the alpaca, like, they don't really like to have their head touched. That's the one of the things you have to remember. Well, doesn't necessarily mean that, like, they don't like you. It's just maybe they don't fully trust you yet, you know? They don't have, months of, like, history with you, like... You know, gaining their trust and stuff like that.
You know,
and like,
I just like to say that no one should touch animals' heads for any reason unless you know that animal really well.
Yeah,
like,
but
that's
what about
a bad idea?
I mean, what about a dog? Like, that's the first thing, like, people who don't know a dog do. Like, they go, oh, boo, 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 boo. They do the baby talk and then they reach down and, like,
touch
the dog's head. And then sometimes they get bit.
That's what I'm saying is I would never do that to a strange dog. I wouldn't reach for their head. I mean, that is just like you're reaching for their mouth, you know, that's ultimately what you're doing.
I'm sure they would be very happy, you know, to put like to use your mouth as like their chewy toy or your hand as a chewy toy.
You know, one time I went to a petting zoo when I was a kid. And there was a like one of those small sort of Jersey cows that was in the petting zoo, and I had like some sort of feed or like pellets or something in my hand, and somebody forgot me to tell me to put my hand flat, so I had it like in my hand like this, and I like was trying to get the cow to like turn its head or do something. I was like touching it with my like fist.
Did it eat your hand?
Yeah.
Did it hurt?
I mean, it bit down pretty hard.
But on accident.
Yeah,
huh?
I was just trying to get the food. And then
it's like,
I had
smell
to, like...
it. I know you have it. I'm
I had to, like, open my
bite
hand.
Bite your hand apart.
Like, in its mouth to, like, dump the food out and then, like, pull my hand out.
It's all, oh, there we go. Yeah. His mouth starts to open. And you're like, thank you very much.
Yeah,
I'll take those fingers back.
I was about three, so that was quick thinking, you know, for a three-year-old.
Yeah, it's like purely instinctual. It's like your ancestors probably, you know, were like cowherds.
I think that my ancestors definitely spent some time with animals, I would imagine. Yeah, for sure. I seem to have a
highly gregarious pack animals.
This is the only time in my life I haven't had animals. Just let's put it that way.
How's it treating you?
I kind of like it.
I like that fucked up cat that we get in our yard. That's the perfect. It's not. If I'm being honest,
I mean we
like,
can't touch it. It's not a perfect pet.
No, he's a total shithead. He's like, you know, he fucking orbits the yard. Some days, like when I've been sitting out there for a while, like listening to a podcast, watching something, like he's orbited like two or three times.
He's waiting for you to leave.
I get. Oh, so he can get in the under the house.
Yeah.
Area. Jesus Christ, you cat.
He's a little slow, that cat.
That's my cat, apparently.
That's your cat. Because you're the only person that really cares about it. The rest of us are like, ugh.
I don't necessarily care about it, but like, I mean, I wouldn't like it if it got hit by a car.
I don't like it
but
when
dude,
any animal does.
He's going to get hit by a car. Like 100%. That idiot was like, I got home. What is this podcast even?
What is this? What is this life?
Oh, what a world.
Oh, what a world. Yep, here we are.
Been reading fashion magazines. Yeah, anyway, so I got home, backed into the parking spot. I look over, that dumbass is like he's like laying in the gutter.
I think he's already been hit by a car.
Like, have some
honest.
Self-respect. That's what I was thinking. It's like the way he was acting, and like it was like for me, like it was 10 feet away. So it, like usually he doesn't let us get that in that proximity.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh shit! Because I thought he would bolt as soon as I got out of the car, but he didn't. And then he's just like laying in the gutter. I'm like, did you get hit by a car, dude, or whatever? And then he's just like, ugh. And then, like, I got I got maybe like a little bit. I walked up the stairs and he's like, oh shit, I better run now. And he fucking runs out across the street. It's like, dude, you're just going to get creamed by a car.
It's just because he can't see through his cataracts, you know? Cataracts?
Oh.
So now that we've gotten all that straightened out, you know, the cat and the alpacas and everything, do you want to talk about the song of the week?
Yeah, sure. That's a new segment we do on every episode of Team Babe, right?
That's correct.
I mean, we don't want to lock ourselves into a routine forever.
Well, nobody listens. We reserve
the right to change this up, but this is a show for no one.
This is a show for no one, so we will receive no complaints.
Yeah, a show for no one.
Oh, are you writing a new theme song?
I think like that's a Who song.
It's not a Who.
A who? Oh, that Horton, sounds cool.
Here's a who.
Ahu. Ahu. Yeah.
So do you want to talk about the song of the week?
Yeah, sure.
Because you picked it.
What I'd love is to it? Talk. Yeah. Well,
you picked it. So.
It's, well, you like it.
I like it all right. I like the lyrics.
You like it all right?
I like the lyrics a lot.
You like really struggled to say like there.
I do.
If I'm analyzing your vocal, you know, inflection patterns correctly, well, like I got your ass on the E meter. We're reading your
put me away, darkest. Sarge. You got me.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, so what is that? Oh yeah.
Okay, you picked the song. This is on the COVID Rejects. This is a song by the Raconteurs.
The Raconteurs, Consolers of the Lonely, is the song.
That's correct.
Did I get all the syllables out on that one?
I think you did.
Consolers of the Lonely.
It was very nice.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, why'd you pick it?
Well, I like the manic nature of this song.
Okay.
I like how it like completely changes like tempos.
Yeah.
Like a few times. And that adds to the like mania.
It seems like it changes time signatures too, but maybe not. It's very weird.
I think it's all in like 4/4, but it's like, you know, it does.
BPMs change.
Yeah. It does a slower part. Da, 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 da,
yeah.
Da, da, da. That part. Anyway, like it's from a long time ago, you guys, like 14, 15 years ago, I think.
Oh my gosh.
I don't even know if you can research or like, you know, think back that far. Maybe you're like a star child.
I hope so.
I hope you're a star child.
That's great.
Will you be my star child?
That's gross. All right.
What? Like, you know.
Will you be my neighbor?
Yeah, won't you be my neighbor? Anyway, yeah, Consolers of the Lonely.
Okay.
Yeah, and okay, I also like the snare drum sound.
What about the lyrics?
Well, you like the lyrics.
Well, I thought you liked them too. I thought that's why you picked it for the COVID-19 rejects.
I like it too. I think the lyrics are appropriate for like lockdown, you know. The mania of the song, it's like the person, whoever, like, you know, is being portrayed in this tune is having a little bit of a rough time.
Yeah, I mean, right? Like, I think the main thing I grabbed onto was I'm bored to tears.
I'm bored to tears.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's a weird thing, I think, for a pandemic to feel bored to tears because there is so much upsettedness, you know, and there's so much, like, trauma and news headlines and, you know, things are just happening all the time. So it's kind of strange to feel bored in the middle of a chaotic and sort of depressing kind of time.
Yeah.
But I do think that you get used to that, unfortunately, and then you just sort of start to get bored. It's like, oh, it's the same old thing. That combined with, like, you know, just your daily routine. So I, you know, I don't know if I mentioned this last week, but I have had some similar memories, feelings, mental sort of states that are very much like my last semester of high school.
Oh.
Which is when I felt the most trapped and needed to escape and like do my own thing and make major emotions, you know, and all that sort of stuff. So I think I've tried to be really patient and just kind of like accept the things that are happening and sort of do the best I can to continue living and loving, reading, watching, learning, all that stuff. But I'm kind of like getting to the end of it. I don't have a lot of patience. So when you think about trying to be patient for something for a year, oh man, I'm like working my way up into some sort of a boiling point.
Oof-da. It's like, what happens? What's going to happen?
I think it's going to blow up.
But you're not going to get sick.
No, I mean,
I have a health, you know,
I'm not going to go run out
situation
and
over
go
this.
Get COVID over it or something. That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, but, I mean, like, man, you got it. Nobody's going to take advice from me, but.
I do. I take advice from you.
But if I told you something that was just like, oh, yeah, you got to take care of yourself. You'd be like, oh, you're full of shit. You don't take care of yourself.
I don't know.
Who the fuck are you to talk about me?
No, I mean, you haven't said that in so many words, but you definitely advocate for me, like, exercising and, you know, taking time. So, see, again, you get these bonus points. How do you keep doing that? Is this just an episode where I give you bonus points?
Yeah.
Wow. How'd you do that?
So. Yeah, so I'm very supportive.
Highly gregarious.
And highly gregarious. Gary! Gary? Gregory?
That's what it makes me think of.
Gregarious.
I would say you have become more gregarious as you've gotten older. Do you feel that way?
I feel like I've never gone backwards. You know? Like I've never backslid. Like I'm just getting better at this whole thing. I've never slid.
Oh yeah?
You know? Like
you've just been moving forward, like
I think
curling on the ice, it just perpetual motion has moved you forward.
Well, I mean the stone like stops eventually. But like I feel like I've remained in motion. And I feel like, you know, you've been right there sweeping the ice in front of the stone or whatever they fucking call it, you know, like you're like, whoosh, 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 whoosh. And like that's a big part of controlling like where it goes and when where and when it stops.
True.
Yeah. Round and round it goes. Where it stops, no one knows.
True.
You know, but anyway, what was that all about?
Just you professing your love for me because I've been cleaning the ice for so long. It's all right.
Yeah.
Perhaps this is where we should wrap it up. What do you think? Because really, we've covered the bolo. We've covered the reading and loving and all that. We'll come back to more watching next week. I think we're going to have more watching to report.
Just as like a little recap. Okay, so like the reading for you. Sunday edition of the New York Times.
That's right.
Very, very sophisticated.
Oh, thank you.
For me, Richard Brautigan in Watermelon Sugar.
That's right.
I have no idea what's going on in the book. I'm never gonna pretend again to understand what's going on in a book if I don't understand.
That's good, because you know how to impress me.
Dude, I'm willing to go with it. And I'll just keep going with it, but I'm not going to say like, oh yeah, I get what's going on here.
Well, you remember when you bought me that book, Zorba the Greek?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I had to struggle my way through that thing so hardcore. I like so didn't want to let you down though. So I finished it, but I could really tell you very little about what I really took away from it.
Yeah. I mean, I've still heard lots of people talk about how good that book is. And I think I might've read it.
Maybe you did. I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's the reading.
Yep.
What was the other one? Watching.
Yeah.
Did we cover that?
No. That's the next episode. We have to catch up on that next time.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Just chill to the next episode, as Snoop Dogg said. Learning. I think we learned a wide variety of
we
things.
We got a lot
episode.
Of trivia on this episode.
Yeah, it was
Thank
a real
you.
It was a real barn burner of an episode, I feel like. I feel like people are on the edge of their seats right now.
I know I am.
You know? Me too. I'm on the edge, can't you tell? yeah. Loving, obviously. I profess my love
totally.
For you.
And
Harry,
for
Harry Pitts.
Alpacas.
And alpacas.
So it's we're cool. loving that.
The fiber and their gregariousness is always appreciated.
How about living? I mean, I think we covered that with the sad and the sun.
Yeah, I think so. Get, yeah, it's been nice to get that sun. Sun, get out there. Lay down. Get those D's, man.
Makes all the difference, dude.
You need them D's.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not talking about dick. I'm talking about vitamin D. Some people need
How about
dick.
A combination of both?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it. We did it all except watching, but we watched, but we just didn't talk about it.
Yeah.
So that's going
to
be...
We'll watch more, yeah. and we'll get back to you on that. Yeah. And Consolers of the Lonely. Listen to it on the COVID-19 Rejects mixtape.
Coming soon to a blog near you.
Yeah, and or just what like on Spotify or YouTube or like Apple Music. Just listen to that song. I think that's the name of the song. And yeah, very manic and I'm bored to tears. That's my takeaway. But you know what? I don't think I've been really bored. I can't say like, oh man, I'm bored since maybe Morgan.
I would agree with that.
So I haven't been bored for like 21 years or so.
But I'm getting bored with little stuff. Not 100% everything.
Yeah.
Okay, but I've got some items.
Yeah.
All right. Where I'm getting bored.
But I wouldn't say that you're bored to tears.
No, but there have been some days where I've thought some very sad thoughts.
Like where it's like if you were an anime character, like your eyes would like water, but like you would suppress them and the water would just seep back into the.
And then I would make a little tiny Japanese anime girl sound. Just like.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Wow, this is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, hey, listen, babe.
Yeah.
I think you're the bee's knees.
Thanks, dude.
And like, it's always great doing a killer podcast with you, man. Bringing comedy to the people, speaking truth to power.
Wow.
Talking about relevant current events, putting our like little spin on them, you know? Like, fucking dude, if I'm going to team babe it in any way, it's going to be with you, babe.
Totally, babe.
Yeah.
I like that.
And I love you, babe.
Love you too.
This episode of the Team Babe podcast was produced by Robin Fader.
And Jason Fader.
In our home studio in Redding, California.
With original music written and recorded by Jason Fader.
If you love this episode, tell a friend and please consider subscribing on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Like, all of them.
Yeah, like, subscribe, and share. Find out more on our website at teambabe.life. And follow us on all social media at Team Babe Podcast.
Thanks for listening. It was good for us.
We hope it was good for you too.